If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
All right, everybody.
That was quick.
Welcome back to Incident Report with me, your host, Tom Heinemer. Just kidding. I'm just Z-Dog MD's sidekick. Today I'm joined by somebody we all know and love, the one and only Doc Vader. Doc Vader, my boy, how you living?
Respect. I don't have it.
That's true. And you know, we brought you on here to talk because we don't get a lot of Dark Lords of the Sith. Who are also, you know, practicing physicians. What's your specialty?
You know, I like to keep it ambiguous because I'm afraid the medical board will disbar me if I tell them exactly what specialty I'm trying to practice. Because if they realize, well, he's not an obstetrician, yet he is examining many female exhaust ports for no reason, they might, you know what I mean? So I'm just going to say, I'm a Dark Lord, I am a physician, and I do things. Often two people, not necessarily for them.
You go where you're needed. You're a team player. Of course.
Yes, a force.
It only makes sense. You know, Z's been talking actually a lot about informed consent.
Z-Dog is a fool.
Okay. Go on.
My fans understand that he is a whiny little bitch. He's always talking about, oh, we need to be more compassionate. And we need to put the patient in the center and also the provider. And I'm like, there's no such thing as a provider. I am a doctor. Spell it with me, Heinemer. D-R, period.
D-R.
That's me.
Period. Okay.
That's me. I'm not a provider. I'm not an employee. I'm a doctor. You are a nurse. You are a nutritionist or a dietitian. You are a respiratory therapist. You are a housekeeper. Call us by our name. You know what? Beyonce said it. Say my name.
Say my name. Yeah. If you ain't running game, say my name.
Acting kind of shady.
Mm-hmm. Like, ain't calling you lately.
Call me Padme.
Call me. You killed her. You know, a lot
That's
of people
racist.
Think that Z-Dog looks like this guy. Do you think he looks like this guy?
Listen, I don't want to talk ill of my master because, yes, he looks exactly like that guy. That guy mixed with Dr. Evil. On any given day, that's who we're talking about. Uncle Fester, Dr. Evil. Is he a handsome man? No. Does he claim to be a handsome man? Maybe in his mind. But is he? No.
All right, that was a good answer. Let's say that you could have control of the hospital for one day. What do you do? What's your first move?
There, I just did it.
Well, you have to do that at home. You can't jack off at the hospital.
That was not masturbation, Heinemer. That was force choking every single administrator in the system. Mm. That's what I would do. If I had control and they took down the force choking shields, the first person to go would be the chief operating officer. Do you know why?
No.
Because he's a little bitch. And I would take him down and all his supply chain bullshit and all his click, clack, click, clack, click, money, 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 money. Then, number next, I'd go for the chief financial officer. Mm. Why? Go where the money is. Force choke the money first. Now, why am I sparing the CEO? Usually they're not very bright. It would be a mercy killing to force choke the CEO, and I'm not known for mercy. So I'm gonna leave them out of it. So that would be my first act, is a mild mass murder. Then I would take all the nurses and I would give them lightsabers. And I would tell them, listen, ladies and gentlemen, all right? And those in between with different genders that are somewhere different. All of you get lightsabers. Why? Because our patients no longer respect the boundaries and they will come at us with fisticles. And when they come at us with fisticles, just, you know, push this button, let the midichlorians kick in and just normal fisticles. That solves the violence against nurses problem.
So this is like a real Order 66 type situation you got concocted in your mind.
Don't be silly. Don't be an idiot. It's Order 68. because 66 wasn't quite enough. 67 was getting closer. 68. Now, I don't call it Order 69 for obvious reasons, bro, because 69 is one less than 70, and 70 is an unlucky number.
Okay. As a muggle, something I've never really understood is, what's an RVU, and how do they affect your day?
A relative value unit.
What does that even mean, DV?
Well, there's a reason I have an RVD2 unit with me, to rack up and keep track of billable hours. It is a way of turning me, a 10% human, 90% robot, into a 100% cash register. Because now I can rack up RVUs to prove to the administration, the government, and the Medicare, and the Aetna, and the Blue Cross of the Galactic Empire, prove to them that I have done something worth doing, which is save lives. But I can't just save lives or help people. I have to actually go click, 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 click. That's 2.5 RVUs, a 99239 level 3 discharge, 30 minutes, greater than 50% of which is coordination and counseling. And I spend some time typing that, or I copy paste it from my previous note instead of looking at the patient in the eye and doing what I do best, which is telling them they are scum to their face. I don't get to do scumming. I don't get to do evil. I bill RVUs. That's what an RV... Did I answer your question?
I mean, it's pretty close. Pretty close. I think I have a better understanding now. Yeah. We're seeing eye to eye. That's true. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you is, I've recently heard from a nurse I was talking to that every patient that comes in who has taken bath salts is naked, and they often smoke imaginary cigarettes. Have you encountered this?
It's interesting, because since... spending a few shifts in the emergency department, and again, my specialty, let's keep it vague, but spending a few shifts in the emergency department and seeing how people are effectively using bath salts, very similar into a way that a chef might use kosher salt. A sprinkle here, a snort there, a main line here, and then turning into walking zombies. Do you know the Ewoks? You're familiar with them.
You've seen
the documentary Return of the Jedi.
Teddy bear things. Yeah. Seen them.
Yeah. All of them on bath salts.
Really?
Not only on bath salts, per rectum bath salts, because the absorption is so much faster.
Really?
They are all rectally bath salt up, Heinebe.
This makes sense why they were so violent towards those AT-ATs.
Do you know the song that they deleted in a censorship move? Yub Dub.
Yub dub.
Very common among bath salts abusers. They come into the emergency department, you know it's pathognomonic. You hear, chief complaint, yub dub. You go, that guy, rectal bath salts.
Watch your
face, because he'll eat your face.
You know, they also made C-3PO their god, which you don't do unless you're pretty high.
You know
he's
why?
An inanimate object.
He's inanimate, but he's also British.
Yeah.
Who makes a British person a god? They haven't done that since the 1800s. Listen, people, the sun has set on the British Empire.
You know, this is a good question. Why are there British people in your galaxy?
Good question. I'll tell you why. Because when the sun didn't set on the British Empire, it applied transgalactically and across time to a galaxy far, far away a long time ago.
Yeah, they really colonized a lot further than we thought they did.
It wasn't colonization. It was colonization.
Oh.
Yes, they actually slipped into the colons of sentient beings around the galaxy and basically gave them shitty little accents. That's all they did. Just like, hello, oh, mommy, help me. Hello, I have a nationalized health service. Yes, many of Z-Dog's fans are in the UK and I will insult them. Hello. That's what they did.
You know, you recently covered a video about tattoos, but a lot of people were upset because you failed to mention the teeth to tattoo ratio, okay?
I felt that, first of all, why state the obvious, that the teeth to tattoo ratio, very few teeth, many tattoos, means that you are most likely, let's just say, the social determinants of health will matter for you because you are toothless in Seattle, but yet have a barbed wire tattoo that says respect. That's not good. It's never good. But I know that I can build many RVUs to bring it full circle for you, Heinebe, because the less the teeth, probably the more I can bill without any patient advocate making a noise. Shh, don't tell anyone that, especially that CFO. Actually, he would enjoy it because it would be making more money illegally. That's all he cares about, is money. I didn't go to medical school to be his cash register, all right? I didn't. I sacrificed. Wedge and those guys were in the academy making money. What was I doing? Heads down. What is the 12th cranial nerve? Oh, it turns out there isn't one. Or maybe there is. I don't know. You know why I don't know, Heinemann? Because none of it mattered to my actual practice. I spent so much time learning this garbage that I subsequently had to forget so I could learn how to do my taxes, which no one taught me. I was an invalid as an adult coming out of medical school because I had missed everything. You knew more than me about life. All right? What was the question?
That's sad, too, because I know basically nothing.
You know nothing, John Snow. That's right, I went there. I crossed universes.
So you're saying you didn't go into medicine to treat the computer screen. I hear you. I hear you, DV. Why did you go into medicine?
Money. Power. Hoes.
You don't have none of that.
You're right. Not a single one.
Yeah.
It appears I've made a mistake. Actually, right. I'll be honest with you. I didn't go into medicine for those things. I went into medicine as a young Jedi apprentice wanting to do good. I wanted to help people. I also wanted to get some respect because I felt like if I worked hard, I would earn resteka puttaka. Instead, constantly a series of little finger... It's a series of paper cuts. And it's death by a thousand paper cuts. And by the end, money, hoes, power, it's all that's left to me. And I don't even get that.
And yet, you eat lean cuisines and live in a one-bedroom apartment.
They are low calorie, low fat,
yeah,
and hella tasty.
Also high in sadness.
They have the recommended daily allowance of sadness in a single serving.
Also, you know, I think something a lot of people don't know about you is that you have six cats. You don't really share that part of your life.
I try not to draw attention to my obvious mental illness, but there is an algorithm. Any more than two cats.
Fucking crazy. Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes. My mother had eight cats. Only one was named Fluffy.
I put the bar at one cat. One cat is one too many, you know what I'm saying?
Tell that to Z-Dog MD, apparently has a Z-cat.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dog, it makes no sense.
That's right.
But he's also a skin changer. At night, he slips into the skin of that cat and prowls around and is so effing bored. Because a cat's life is boring. I'll go, sniff, scratch myself, nick my butt.
Speaking of magic, why don't you use the force to heal? I mean, you can use the force, but yet, you still do surgeries and give pills? Why don't you use the force?
Wait, let me ask you a question. Are you a professional researcher in force? What did you do in college?
Actually, I have a background in force.
You have a background? What's mm-hmm. your background in force?
That's not important right now. I've done my own research.
No, I'm sorry, but what's your qualifications to do research on the force?
No. I have a background in force. I used to work for one of the big force companies.
What did you do in that force company? Did you actually study the midichlorians directly? Did you directly visualize the midichlorians? Did you observe the ancient texts directly and translate them yourself?
I did a lot of things in that company.
No, I need to know what your credentials are.
I did some sales. I did some other things.
Oh, you did sales.
But I have a background. Oh,
okay. Let me just understand. Yeah, yeah. No. Let me just understand. I'm out there as a lightsaber salesman, so mm-hmm. now I know how to build a lightsaber?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, if you saw some of the things that go on in these force companies, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You never answered my question.
You never answered my question.
I'm sorry, but my question was, what are your qualifications to talk about the force?
I have a mommy instinct, and my mommy instinct leads me to some pretty shocking conclusions.
Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I read the insert.
This interview is almost over.
Yeah.
Almost.
I read the whole insert.
You
twice.
Read the insert? Oh, you read the insert, did you?
Twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you understand the words?
You just think because you trained in the force and you have high midichlorians, you can just tell me how to use the force?
Yeah, I kind of do.
That's what you think?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Huh.
I was conceived by the Force. Oh. I spent my whole life studying the Force, immersed in it. I had a master who pretty much invented the Force. And you're going to come and say, oh, I did a couple of courses in Force, ethnic Force studies.
Listen.
College.
Bro.
Now you're putting up billboards saying use the Force to heal? Shut up.
Let me explain something to you. Okay? Since you were a little boy and nobody ever told you this. You weren't conceived by the Force. Your mom is just a hoe.
How dare you? If there wasn't a Force choking shield between us now, you would already be dead. There would just be, you know, that red Yusa shirt. Show us that shirt, Yusa. What does that even mean, Yusa? Is it a kind of yogurt?
USA. America. Right?
I don't know what that is.
Land of the free, home of the brave. You know how we fight people?
I just heard homo.
You know how we fight people?
I'm
with
sorry.
With tomahawk missiles. Not with lightsabers, like a little girl. You know what I'm saying?
Little girls can fight. That's sexist.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen little girls rip the skin off a bantha. Deglove a bantha.
This is you.
Pew, pew, pew.
This is us.
You know?
Point made.
This is there's a cognitive dissonance here with you, Heineba, all right? Which gets me to vaccines. It's
interesting. Let's talk about vaccines, which are totally safe and effective. We all know that.
Absolutely, and there's no controversy. So I think the debate's over.
Yeah, basically.
So what's the next topic?
So, a lot of people know that you don't like sand. I mean, I think that's pretty well known. Right. But one thing you do like is...
Mexicans.
Oh.
I really do.
That was a surprising answer.
No, it's not. Why is it surprising? Are you a racist?
No, I love Mexican
people. I'll tell you why. I like the food. I like the people. I like the towns. I like the culture. Does that make me a racist?
I mean, kinda. Yeah, you said Mexicans instead of just literally any other word.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And that's what's wrong with America. Now, if I had said Canadians, everyone would be, I would have been hoisted on shoulders and sent on a parade. Yay, Canada. But if I say Mexicans, suddenly I'm the bad guy for liking, for loving. We need more love. And less Canadians.
So you and Trump are...
Emperor Trump and I are tight.
Butt heads, because he hates the Mexicans.
No, he does not hate them.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to...
I think he does, DV. A little bit.
He loves them so much.
He wants them to stay in their own country.
He wants them to stay where they're safe and sound, which is a tropical, you know, area with much drug crime and a different currency exchange.
You know, so all right, let's get back to real medicine, TV. The real. What? Everybody's always talking about, okay, and by everybody, I mean just Z-Dog. He's talking about, you know, there's a health 1.0 and a 2.0 and a 3.0, and you're like, what's this bald man talking about?
Why?
What's it all mean? You know?
I hate it.
Right. It's just like, what's his point, man?
He's deluded.
Yeah.
He's making up the stuff to try to get attention and then build his little tribe of people who are like, yay, 3.0, we're going to change healthcare. He doesn't realize healthcare doesn't change. It changes one funeral at a time.
That's why you got to kill everybody. Yeah.
Kill everybody.
That's right.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And start fresh.
This was also how you prevented, you got good control of your readmission rates, right?
Oh.
You just lightsaber them on the way back.
Everybody's like, how do I prevent readmissions? My CHF patient goes to Pope Yes and gets the chicken and comes back with the oedema, as the British say. Remember, the British run the entire galaxy, at least a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And I say, let's treat the root cause, the patient. And if you lightsaber the patient after discharge, they cannot physically bounce back to your facility. They bounce back to the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very different facility, although if you knew what my hospital was like, you would realize it's not that different at all.
Yeah.
Because the death rate is nearly the same, 100%.
Mm-hmm. But I see what you mean.
You know, we're all about metrics at, you know, Imperial Hospital.
April wants to know, where are you going with this? Nowhere, April. Clearly, this may be your first Doc Vader. Let's talk about now some
April
of our favorite.
April is a fool.
Let's talk about some of our favorite types of bagels. Perfect, you know, to be honest, perfectly honest, I like a Hatch Green chili bagel when I'm in the mood.
I've never seen such a bagel. I usually have a chilled Sarlacc bits bagel or an everything bagel, which Ooh. Often has tentacles also embedded. And I toast it, but I use a special setting on my Breville toaster, which is very expensive because I'm Doc Frickin' Vader.
You know what else is good? Asiago.
That's totally lame.
What?
It's a cheese.
Yeah, it's good.
But
cheese bagel.
Why not? Don't bake the cheese into the bagel.
Yeah.
Sprinkle it up. Speaking of bagels, as a resident physician, all they ever brought us was bagels for breakfast. And then they wonder why we all gained the, you know, intern 15. It's the carbs, bitch.
Ooh, speaking of bagels, is it true that you could fail a drug test because of a poppy seed bagel?
Bro, that was exactly the reason I consistently fail the drug test. It was not having anything to do with the fact that they've legalized marijuana in this system.
Mm.
And that people keep telling me CBD will cure everything that ails me. One person told me that CBD oil would bring me back to the light side. And now I stopped using it because I'm like, I don't want any danger of that.
That's
I don't
true.
Want to become a little bitch.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Let Z-Dog be light side. He's a punk ass bitch.
Is he light side though? Is he even?
Here's
not really.
Here's the secret. That guy does not give an F about anything. And I won't use bad language because I'm not going to stoop to his level. All right? He does not give an F. He just pretends. He's like, let me do a show and I'll, you know, have a movement. And to have a movement, I have to suppress the evil inside me. Maybe put him in a costume and put him on a show live.
Right.
Maybe he should do that.
Mm.
Think about it, Heineber. It's very meta.
Because we all know that you only have one type of movement.
A bowel movement.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Even that is in doubt these days. Because I've been on a keto diet.
Have you tried prunes?
Prunes are not consistent with a keto diet, you fool.
One of the nurses told me that prune juice, warm butter, and something else was called the bomb.
Oh, no, we
That's how you get people to shit their pants.
We call it the photon tornado.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it goes straight up the exhaust port. We don't take it from above. We do it by PR. And it causes a galactic level Starkiller base type explosion. Fire in the bowl.
Ooh, Doc Vader. There was a Twitter troll that wanted Z-Dog, that little bitch that we all know and love, to let the Z-pups get their HP vaccine at the doctor of an anti-vaxxer's choosing. Could having you do it at Imperial Hospital be a compromise?
Oh, it will be a compromise, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I've seen that tweet. This anti-vaxxer said, Z-Dog, random clinician, your daughter's get HPV, that way we know you're not injecting with placebo. And I remember thinking, this is interesting. Z-Dog has received death threats from anti-vaxxers. Sure, sign him up to have a random anti-vaxxer inject his children with something mysterious. That's a perfect idea. So smart.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Heineber, so smart. You know why? Because they have a background in researching stuff.
That's right.
That's the difference.
That's right.
They know stuff. And all our midichlorians and our training, not relevant. In fact, a hindrance because we are biased.
You know what we should do with the anti-vaxxers? We should get one of those. You ever seen those like little roulette wheels that are for shots? And you like have a little shot that goes in there?
Oh,
like
yes.
Frat bros have them?
Yes.
We'll just put needles in those and we'll just, it's like vaccine roulette. And we'll tell the anti-vaxxers that most of them are water and there's only one vaccine. But the truth is they're just all vaccines.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually brilliant.
I know.
Because then when the water gives them autism, we could understand that it wasn't the vaccine, right? By the way, you don't just get autism. It people just don't understand. And they're like, Z-Dog is making fun of autistic children. Is that right? Is that what we are doing? Who is this we, first of all? He has nothing to do with me. He's a dumbass little bitch. There he is. That's the fella right there.
Yep.
Now, does that look like something that would make fun of autistic children?
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
But do not hold that against him.
He's a sad, sick little man, this Z-Dog.
He's very sick.
Mm-hmm.
Look at his eyes.
Yeah.
His head is so bald. How can he be healthy?
Yeah.
I've never seen a healthy bald man. Like, for example, Joseph McCullough. Only half bald.
Mm.
Must be healthy.
I'm going to say Mr. Clean. I'll say Mr. Clean.
He's ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Shredded.
Is Tyrion,
City.
Does Tyrion Lannister have hair?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that breaks my theory.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The Rock. Shredded.
Like The Rock.
That's a Chevy slogan. Yeah.
It
was good.
Are we going to get sued?
It was good.
Again?
No, we won't.
Okay.
We won't.
I'm holding you to that.
Maybe by the bagel companies, but other than that, we're good.
Those bagels, though. Okay, who's your favorite bagel company for medical stuff?
Mm.
Einstein's.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. Einstein's all day. You know why? Bagel dogs. That's right.
Bagel dogs are the devil's treat.
Ooh, bagel dogs are so good.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I hate? Noah's Bagels. You know why? They don't exist anymore.
Nah.
Have you seen them?
Never even heard of them.
It was a Berkeley thing.
Too young.
I was in school.
Don't even know.
And we would have an everything bagel from Noah's with
lots
of
food. You went to Berkeley?
I went to Berkeley.
You were at Berkeley?
Well, it was the academy.
What?
Well, you know, it was a lot of...
Ah.
Hits from the bong.
I thought you were more of a alcoholic, straight up alcoholic.
I am now.
Oh.
Because it's socially acceptable.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
When doing acid and mushrooms becomes socially acceptable, you know Vader will be at that mushroom bar.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping those psilocybes.
This brings me back to the topic of informed consent.
Yes.
I'm not sure how, but it does bring me there. You know, the anti-vaxxers are always talking about informed consent, which just basically means they want you to validate their stupid fucking beliefs. Would you ever give them this?
Informed consent. Yes, I say, I'm informing you that you will consent to this vaccine. And then just... I make it rain. But needles.
Listen, you're a bad man, okay? You're a bad man. You don't get to tell them what to put in their body.
I don't?
No.
Why? Bodily autonomy was not something they taught us in the Jedi training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went dark side, it was like the opposite. It's like, I will autonomize your body with my lightsaber. But really, though, informed consent, yes, you say, these are the vaccines. Here are the minuscule, almost imperceptibly small levels of risk. Here are all the benefits. Take the damn vaccine. It's not rocket science. It's informed consent.
Ooh, Rebecca Miller makes a good point about Z-Dog here. She says, look at the bags under his eyes. That's vaccines.
I've been saying that.
It is.
It's the mercury, yeah. The thimerosal, the aluminium, because mm-hmm. of the British component.
That's
of the,
right.
Of the colonization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the aborted fetal tissue. It is also Illuminati confirmed. All of the above.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, Ted Cruz.
Oh, he's a lizard person.
Yeah. Zodiac killer.
We all know.
Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. No, it's real.
What do you think about voting?
I'm not into it.
Me neither.
You like to vote?
Waste of time.
Total.
Total waste.
100%.
You know what else is a waste of time?
Hmm.
Growing your beard in November and saying that you care about men's health.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it's like, hey, if you care, you fucking give some money.
Go examine your own prostate.
Instead of just being lazy.
Don't be a bitch.
Yeah.
Exactly. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my facial hair. Ask me about my beard.
Yeah.
Why do I have a beard? Oh, because of men's health. Oh, thank you. You've just cured cancer.
This was like the ice bucket challenge. It was like, mm-hmm. How's that? What's it do?
It generated millions of dollars for ALS research.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who needs that?
This is true.
I'll tell you another, dumb.
I'll tell you another one I'm not down with, which is going to be controversial. Susan G. Coleman. Not down.
You know what?
There's enough money for breast cancer. A lot. It's an easy cancer to get behind. You know what I'm saying? There's no money for butthole cancer. Where's that money?
I think this interview's over. I do not need to be beaten down by people in pink. I don't need it. I have enough beatings. Every day the emperor beats me. Every day just in the rectum. That's what it feels like with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Susan G. Komen, look at, I don't care. Cure all the cancers. Fix all the orphan diseases, help, but none of that matters. You know why? What is breaking this country is the epidemic of chronic pain.
Mm.
Because it is caused by lots of things. Nobody knows how to cure it or to even treat it without high-dose narcotics that cause everybody to become a little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Wrecks our ERs, destroys our hospitals, and causes untold suffering. And people are like, yeah, but, you know, Movember. Don't shave your face. It's like, bitch, figure out chronic pain.
Right.
Stop treating them like criminals. Get some psychiatric action going. Get some actual neurological researchicals happening. This emperor.
It's convenient for people. That's why they do it. It's convenient.
Chronic pain is convenient?
No, the Movember thing.
I agree.
Like, I'm just not going to shave. It's like, hey, everybody watch TV for mental illness. It's like, okay.
I got
can
you, bro.
Can do.
Can do. Do. Mental illness, terrible. I'm going to watch The Dukes of Hazzard now. Yeah. Just the good old boys.
The show hasn't been on for a long time, DB.
I am from a galaxy far, far away and a long time ago. What part of the space-time continuum don't you understand? I thought you were a space-time researcher, bro.
Force research. I have a background in force research.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So you took a force class.
I have a background in force research.
So what is your background? So I'm sorry.
I have a background.
Wait, let me just ask a question.
I'm not going to do this with you again. Okay, listen. We're all entitled to our own beliefs. All right?
Here we go.
At least I'm not harming children by not using the force to operate on them. Yeah. That's how it is.
That is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
That is how it is.
Yeah.
Is that how it is?
That's how it is.
How is it? Are you an expert in how it is now?
Listen, you're somebody who can use the force, and you choose not to, for reasons that are beyond me. I'm somebody who has a deep, deep knowledge of the force based on that one survey class I took in college. And I think that you're a little bitch. And that's
bro.
That's how I feel about it.
Why do you have a website that says Tom Heineber's essential oils for force naive losers? You're making money on your idiotic beliefs and putting a billboard saying don't use the force.
Listen, if people want to pay me to deliver the straight dope facts, then that's my business, dog. You know what I'm saying?
So, but if people want to pay me for developing a force vaccine, that's not okay.
Nope, because vaccines cause autism.
Mm-hmm. I see, bro. Mm-hmm. I see what time it is. Mm-hmm. I see that you were dropped in one too many Sarlacc pits as a child on your head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Vaccines are safe and effective.
I knew it. Whew. They all come around eventually. They all come around eventually.
Oh. Okay. You win this round, DV.
This round, DV. Whew. Next round, Doc Vader. Round after that, Vader, Doc. Pretty straightforward.
Listen, we've done a lot of things in this interview. Most of them, not pure nonsense. But one thing we can agree on is somebody's got to stop this man.
That man needs to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm going to directly address you, whoever you are out there in the world. This man, show him, Logan. This man is my master. He is highly vaccinated. He is poisoned with many toxins. He has no business talking about health or health 3PO. Okay? He needs to shut the hell up. Everybody needs to come to my page. My page. Vader out. Oh, you just went Sinead O'Connor on the live show.
Oh, hell yeah.
Live show.
It's on.
I hope you're ready to get a couple of private messages that are angry.
I was born right.
I am a supporter of Z-Dog MD, and my $4.99 is paying for you to tear up a picture of Z-Dog MD. This is so meta, it hurts me. They need to join us, Heineber. They need to give us money, am I right?
You know what? Not really.
I know, you're right.
Keep your cash.
Keep your cash.
Go to Dunkin' Donuts on us.
Two times.
You know, thanks for stopping by, and that's the way the news goes. We're out.
We are out! Where are we? Gout. Did you say gout?
Gout?
I like gout. It's my favorite. It's a great imitator.
Yeah. Z-Dog's gonna be mad I ripped up this picture of him.
He will deny it's him and then cry at home at night. Why did Heineber rip up a picture?
I don't even look like that.
I don't look like that.
I look like Uncle Fester.
That's anti-vaccine propaganda.
I'm so
bald and short and stupid. I hope no one finds out. What a punk, right?
Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithm to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, Financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters and access to our Zoom meetings where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.